100 gigs of cloud storage, and more. All on the best network. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract. No compromise. See Mobile Protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
Introducing Fidelity Income Planning. We look at how much you've saved, how much you'll need, and help you build a straightforward plan to generate income, even when you're not working. A plan that gives you the chance to grow your savings and create cash flow that lasts. Plus, you can start, stop, or adjust your plan at any time. Talk to us today so we can help you go from saving to living. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSC, SIPC. Let's go!
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
All right, so it's hour number three, the Bema tweeting, Siri on my iPad. Heard you.
Mm-hmm. So now you're sending off Siri. Well,
what are you talking about?
Yep.
I didn't mean to do that, but...
That could be dangerous.
I thought Siri was only, like...
No, you're...
Applicable to your device. Like, Siri over there shouldn't recognize me if I say, hey, Siri, right?
I don't know. I think
in theory?
Stop saying it. I think you got a powerful weapon.
You know what? Tomorrow's out. Jordan's first grade of the week.
Wait a second.
No. Every Friday, we're going to give you a grade.
I don't have classes on Friday.
Huh?
I don't have classes on Friday, so I won't be seeing you tomorrow. Oh, you'll be doing a show by yourself.
Well, you're going to be here tomorrow,
no.
Right?
No, because Southeastern
are you not coming
doesn't
in
have,
tomorrow?
Southeastern
it
doesn't,
doesn't
have
matter,
class
but you're
on
here.
Friday.
Your class, you just said your class is this show.
Southeastern doesn't have classes on Friday.
Okay, again, you know what? Just for your insubordination and the way you're arguing, I can tell you what your grade's going to be like tomorrow. It's not going to be high.
An A minus.
Oh. Oh, we're a lot further than that, I can promise you. You're already starting.
I told you Icarus was, I'm not even having to look it up.
I'm going to make it real easy for you. Every week on Monday, just know you start with the same letter my son's name starts with.
A C?
Yes. It's up to you.
I start with it?
You start with a C.
Wait, now this is NBA 2K. It's
no,
my player.
Hey, when you I know what? Because that's why I'm a good mentor. Okay? You're starting. Like, I expect your average work to be what we could use on the show. And then it's up to you to provide B or A work. Above and beyond. Because that's what's going to be expected of you, sir, once you move on from here. Just keep that in mind. You're starting at a C. That's the least I can expect. You showed up. That's an
Oh, so I get an attendance.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've always said that in college. I don't know how you fail out. If you show up to class, you're going to get a C. You're going to learn something. Anyway. All right, let's get into it. It's the Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill with the Jordan Kleber. Buddy over in La Rose, 800-998-1003. That's the number to call. We've had a little bit of fun. We're trying to make it light this week, okay? Because it stinks. It stinks. It stinks. It stinks. There's no other way to look at it. No Saints football this weekend. Pels tonight, 9 o'clock. We spoke with John DeShazer. Nice conversation with him. Him and Graf will have the call at 9. Ross Jackson and I, we spoke a little bit about the Saints. Christian Clark spoke a little bit about the Pels. You can want to comment on anything we spoke about. That's fine. Quick little tidbits of news out and about. Dan Campbell had his press conference. You're going to hear what Sean Payton had to say about it. Here's what he had to say. I loved it. He got introduced today as the Lions head football coach.
This place has been kicked. It's been battered. It's been bruised. And I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you, hey, we're going to win this many games. I can't. None of that matters, and you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've had enough of that. So excuse my language. All right? Here's what I do know is that this team is going to take on the identity of this city. All right? And the city's been down, and it found a way to get up. All right? It's found a way to overcome adversity. All right? And so this team's going to be built on we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right, and we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down, all right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap, and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before long, we're going to be the last one standing, all right. That's going to be the mentality.
I'm just saying, Jordan, you're lucky that this show in this class, now that I'm your instructor, isn't the way Dan Campbell refers to it. You know, every mess up, got to kick it out. No, I love that. He's trying to establish and build an identity there. Coach Payton this morning on Campbell's presser, apparently he caught it, huh?
Well, he just finished. Now, Dan Campbell's press conference took the better part of an hour and a half, so I have to send him a text on that. Maybe that was just because of Zoom. But he did great, I thought. And you guys that have been around him understand his passion. We're in that passion business. And Ryan had just poked his head in. We were going through a few different things, and then the noon hour came. But I think that that's the business we're in, and we're looking for, you know, coaches. We're looking for scouts. We're looking for anybody who's working in the football operations side, and for that matter, the working for the Saints, because I know probably for Dennis Lauscha and everyone relative to what they're doing with the Pelicans, we're in the business of people that are passionate about their jobs. And you know, if you focus on the end of winning and doing your best, I think the other things kind of take care of themselves. And I can draw on my experiences as an assistant and just know that it winds up working out. And so when you see it, literally, you know, for someone like Dan, it's exciting.
Obviously, Aaron Glenn going to be the defensive coordinator over there. You know, Sean Payton's spoken highly of Aaron Glenn as well. So, you heard him mention it there. And it's something I brought up, what was it, Tuesday? With the Ryan Nielsen thing?
And yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
No, it was Tuesday, wasn't it?
That was yesterday.
The Ryan Nielsen thing?
Yeah.
No, it was yesterday. It was 2 days ago.
No, it was yesterday.
I think it was Tuesday.
Was it Tuesday?
Yeah, they spoke Monday night.
Oh yeah, then we heard Matt Moscona, and then
hold on.
Oh no, I should have went back to uploading the show.
D, how you spell D? Just you want lower?
You mean how do you spell
lowercase D,
D
or it, capital D?
The letter D. Yeah.
Well, you're at a D.
Spell D.
You're at a D.
You just asked your student to spell D.
You're at a D. But we talked about on Tuesday. I didn't understand that yes, sir. Okay. Cajun Goat, we'll go into him in a second. Right after make this point. I did not think it was, I hate LSU. Right? He wants his coaches to do well and be happy. Now, doesn't mean that, again, the language is in the contract for a reason. And again, it's been brought up that he didn't think that Joe Brady should have taken that job at LSU. And a lot of people feel that this was another case in that instance. I want to play this and Cajun Goat, then I'll go to you. But this is Sean Payton on Conversations with Ryan Nielsen and people saying that Ryan isn't happy. Again, Ryan signed the new contract, but this is from the coach's mouth.
We're outstanding. I just literally, he was just in my office 60 seconds ago. were fantastic. Fired up. He's returning. You know, every once in a while in this business, you have talented people, and you work hard, and they have other opportunities. And then every once in a while, you go into recruiting mode. And listen, he's someone that very soon you're going to see as a head coach at the NFL level, and he's extremely talented. And man, I'm fired up that he's returning, and I'm fired up that that you know he's signed on for three more years. But I think he's going to be one of those guys, just like we're seeing with Dan Campbell, and soon to see, I'm sure, with Dennis Allen. You know, he's going to be one of those guys that before long, and it won't be long, there'll be a head coach in this league.
So it's interesting you use that phrase, right? Recruiting. Maybe it's, well, look, I know you want to go over there, but what if you could be a head coach in the NFL? It's a little more prestigious, right? It's a little better. But anyway, that's his response to it. Cajun Goat, thanks for calling the show. What you got, sir?
Oh, man. I think that's funny, actually. I thought that whole conversation was funny. Mm-hmm. Because I don't really care if LSU who LSU gets and they poaching the Saints all the time.
Right.
But as far as a mythological guy for Jordan, I would call it Okafor No More, and and what that is the god of what could have been.
Okay. I like that.
And the only way you can defeat him is by speaking French to him.
Oh,
that's it. You know,
that is a good one.
That man, let me tell you something. Cajun Goat, I'm putting an asterisk by that because that is a fantastic call. Okafor No More, god of what could have been. And he only speaks French, which is beautiful.
No. His kryptonite.
No.
Kryptonite, yes.
That's
because
his kryptonite.
You don't know a lick of it. A lick of it. Three semesters.
I had to drop it one time.
You can't, and you dropped the class. And you can't tell me how to go to look. I got to go to the bathroom.
I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Apparently not.
Then I got a semester and I figured out I can't just do French then Spanish. I have to take them all.
Yes.
So I can't just be jumping around languages.
You want to be worldly. You heard that, Cajun Goat? He wants to impress the
Hey,
lady.
Look, all
he
I can say is
like, I know five languages.
If he knew French, what could have been, right? What could have been? The God of what could have been.
The God of what could have been. Dude, go get like Rosetta Stone or something if you want to learn. That would save you a lot of headaches, man.
From now on, I'm just going to look at my phone.
Yes, just use the app. Just say it and then hold it right to the person's face, and then you'll know how to do that. What you got, Cajun Goat? What else, man?
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to the game tonight. I want to see if we make any improvements on our perimeter defense.
Okay.
I think what I would do is I think I wouldn't overplay my defense for the center court kind of layout. I mean, we made a few steals on them in that game. Or not, when I go back and look at the game, we made a few steals on them and just laying back and them trying to make that quick pass out to the three-point line. If we can eliminate a little bit of that, I think they can have some success tonight. And sit Lonzo Ball, I think they'll have a lot of success tonight. But other than that, I mean, everything's good. I just want to see some improvement on that, you know, and a little bit more improvement on the shooting. And I don't want to see Brandon Ingram tonight working too hard to get a shot. I'd like to see him work him some shots, like get him open, kind of how to get JJ open with some screens and stuff and let him shoot off the screen instead of doing all that dribbling. Because I feel like sometimes we run into that, we dribble a ball, we back to that Tyreek Evans dribble, shoot. You know,
right.
So if we can get off of that, man, I think they'll have a little success tonight. And as far as the Brittany Breeze thing, people read too much into it. They're reading into the injury part of that. I don't read into the injury part of that. If we remember at the beginning of the season, Drew Brees had everybody firing at him over other issues that I'm pretty sure brought him closer together than his injuries, because he's had injuries before. Mm-hmm. I think this was just a shot out at everybody, the way they were coming at them of being racist and all the things that were going on. So that's kind of how I looked at her note of anything. It's like, you know, my husband's not a bad guy and this and that. So y'all can look into that too. All right, guys, y'all have a great day.
There he goes, Cajun Goat. Thank you for the phone call, man. I appreciate it.
See you, Cajun Goat.
Yep. See, he gets an A. Not only did he provide.
Wait, whoa. So we're only
again, I'm the instructor.
My grade.
Okay.
Only goes from the last hour of the show?
Again, you're not listening.
I don't get an A for all the other stuff?
Don't make me pick up the notepad. I've already given you a D. You let the instructor speak.
Might as well fail. Might as well.
You know what I'm saying that you can pay for? It's called my master class or whatever it's called, right?
Proctor U?
No, my master class. Like you have like astronauts and stuff. Man, look it up.
You look up Proctor U.
No, you look up master class. Look it up. This is your master class right here. So you listen when I speak. Okay? He provided beautiful content and material. Used post content from other shows. Knew you can't speak French. Knew you loved your some Okafor. And made you the god of what could have been. The Okafor no more. That is an A phone call right there. A phone call.
Without me, we wouldn't have the Sean Payton sound.
You know, you're pushing it. You are really pushing it.
Or the Dan Campbell sound.
Again, that's your job. You're unbelievable. I'm going to come up with a brand new name for you.
Bring it
it's
up.
It's unbelievable. So you want credit for literally doing what you're supposed to do.
No. I heard is.
That is your job.
Whenever you do good.
Yeah.
You know, your greatest goal just goes down when you ever do something bad. That's what you've been doing.
You know, you hear what you want to hear, by the way. Did you know that? That's another name for a god that I can't come up with right now because I'm trying to read and actually play a bite that's actually part of the show, which I will do.
Which I cut.
From the break. It's the Sports Hangover. Mr. Cattingill and the student over here. JK. You don't even get the full name, though. You don't get the full name yet.
Just kidding.
You're just kidding. Exactly. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Teaming up to create a healthier community, Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodaux Regional Medical Center present Health Watch.
Physical therapy for health issues or following an injury can be very beneficial and help restore your physical function. One form of physical therapy that makes exercise and treatment less painful and as a result more successful, leading to an improved quality of life, is aquatic therapy.
Aquatic therapy takes place in the water under the supervision of a trained therapy expert and uses water resistance instead of weights. People of all ages, including those with special needs and physical limitations, can benefit from aquatic therapy. It can even be used if someone does not know how to swim.
Thibodaux Regional is proud to offer cutting-edge aquatic therapy equipment. The HydroWorks therapy pool is designed to be very versatile so that a wide variety of patients with certain health conditions can be treated, such as paralysis, stroke rehabilitation, arthritis therapy and relief, post-surgical rehab, and so much more. What makes the HydroWorks therapy pool effective is its innovative use of technology to promote healing. One key element is the underwater treadmill. Using an underwater treadmill monitored by video cameras promotes proper gait and encourages correct biomechanics while walking or running underwater. Another key component is the movable floor. For patients with mobility issues, the HydroWorks therapy pool has a movable floor that makes it easy for children, older adults, or anyone with orthopedic conditions to get in and out of the pool without using steps or ladders.
Aquatic therapy and athletics go hand in hand. Let me show you how our HydroWorks therapy pool can help keep athletes safely in the game. Pool workouts following an athletic injury have been clinically proven to be an important part of the recovery process. Completing HydroWorks therapy workouts after an athletic injury can have the following benefits: increase mobility and strength, maintain fitness levels, decrease swelling, improve the balance and stability, and pain relief. Buoyancy allows for more range of motion and can increase joint flexibility. The warm water also helps improve circulation, relax muscles, and improve healing.
If you have questions about aquatic therapy, please call the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at 985-493-4782.
Aquatic therapy and athletics go hand in hand. Pool workouts following an athletic injury have been clinically proven to be an important part of the recovery process.
If you have questions about aquatic therapy, please call the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at 985-493-4782.
985-493-4782. 4502
or www.thibodeau.com.
Health Watch is a presentation of Coastal Broadcasting and Thibodeau Regional Medical Center. For more information on the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, call 985-493-4502 or visit thibodeau.com.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you.
What would you say you do here?
Sports.
Sports.
All day long.
Hello, sports fans.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Taysom Hill has taken to Instagram. I will never get used to how abruptly these seasons come to an end after spending a few days reflecting on this season and filled with gratitude. He says, he says he's grateful for his teammates, leaders, coaches, staff, and our great fans in this great city. Although we weren't able to see you, we felt your support all year. We'll be back with the same goal and same expectations, ready to give it everything we have. Jordan. I'm going to show you my laptop here. Who's that in the middle of that picture there, buddy?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Is that a sign of support? Not even saying
that. Is that a sign of support? Who is it? Go ahead.
Jared Cook.
Who?
Jared Cook.
Very interesting.
Do I get a letter?
Taysom's like in the back corner. I mean, he's got the offensive line. They're all celebrating. The only good thing there is it's a touchdown in the Falcon end zone.
I'm tweeting. Hashtag not my teacher.
Did I just become a... I became a hashtag, huh?
Yep.
Okay. By the way, tonight, coming up at 6 o'clock, Pelicans Weekly, exclusively here on ESPN New Orleans, The Graph speaks with Nikhil Alexander-Walker. So you hear that conversation coming up at 6. Don't forget, 8:30, pregame 9 o'clock is your tip time against the Jazz. All right, so head coach Sean Payton, I played his thoughts on Dan Campbell and his thoughts, obviously, on Ryan Nielsen and people thinking that he's not happy and why he's there. One more on the staff changes, and then we'll get to his thoughts on the team. Terry Fontenot and how the NFL goes about hiring GMs.
Yeah, I think in fairness to that, you have to wait till it's complete, and the general manager searches, I think, have finished. But they certainly haven't met their goals relative to the head coaches. And so, how do you evaluate that over a period of 1 year, 3 years, 5 years? I still think, and I've said this before, I still think there's ways that we can effectively address that and have more success. I think the hiring cycle still in season is something that needs to be looked at. I've kind of been pushing for moving that back until the Monday after the Super Bowl for any football position, and then beginning at that time to evaluate, head coaches having a chance to interview, GMs having a chance to interview, and then assistants. I just think when it begins right now and you still have quality candidates that are involved in the postseason, I think there are times that the clubs will grow impatient. And I think that our offseason has changed. It's been pushed back. The schedule is much different now, the calendar. I don't see a real reason why we shouldn't evaluate closely the hiring season. I think there's a lot of good that can come from that and take the pressure away from the candidates that are in these postseason games that are, zooming with or preparing with, for several interviews with owners. And that's a big deal. You want to certainly put your best foot forward. So, but if a candidate is with a Super Bowl contender, there isn't that hurry. At least I don't see it. And so, to answer your question from the beginning, it's still something we're behind with when you look at the head coaches. I mean, clearly,
I agree with them, don't you? Why don't you just wait to the end of the season and then everybody gets to hire whenever everybody can hire all at the same time? Anyway, that's Sean's thoughts on the hiring process the way it is right now. Obviously, a big topic this week has been Drew Brees and Brittany Brees and her post and the kind of injuries that we kind of didn't know, apparently, from Drew. Rotator cuff, torn fascia as well. Drew Brees playing through injury this season. Sean Payton.
Oh, I didn't. Look, over the years, his durability and availability is quite amazing when you think of the amount of games, the amount of years, you know, you're playing that position. There's that physical wear and tear, and man, I can recall so many of these different injuries. I mean, back when he missed the Carolina game because of, you know, like an oblique or a stomach pull, that was, man, it was gut-wrenching for him to throw. He was the first one that told me about what a plantar fascia was, because I really never knew what it was until I ripped mine in training camp. And then all of a sudden I realized how much that hurt. And then obviously his recovery, I mean, look, his story of overcoming an injury that no one ever had before at the quarterback position with a rotator cuff. I think he's as courageous and as tough a player as I've ever been around. Not only physically, but mentally. And I also know, man, there is a grind mentally, a wear and tear each week of getting ready to play, you know, at that level, in the level he expects himself to play at. So nothing that he ever does surprises you, because you've just seen it time and time again. And he's a fantastic, one of the best players, obviously, of all time, but one of the best teammates and one of the best guys to be around and coach. And he and I had a good visit earlier this week after the end of the season. And I mean, you just can't put it into words in one little meeting or one little, there's just so much, that you want to almost get a book out and jot down notes, because, you know, I know my memory will only fade and not get stronger. And you don't want to lose track of certain things over the years that have come up that were special. And, you know, he had me watching this show on Showtime or Max. It's about the football coach going over to coach soccer in Europe. Something Lasso, I think it is. I'm not sure. So I started watching this show, and I called him like halfway through the series, like on episode 7. This guy who's coaching the soccer team, they're all staying at a hotel over in England. It was the same hotel that we stayed at when we played the Dolphins here 2 years ago. And I'm like, did you even realize they were staying at this hotel? So back to his toughness and his grit and determination. I think that it's a big part of what's made him, and it's been unbelievable to witness firsthand.
He's going to miss him, isn't he? He's going to miss him.
I'm not saying anything because I don't want a great deduction.
So now you're fearful, huh? See, if you're prepared and you know what you're going to say, there's no reason to... See, George, part of this internship is you want to strive for A work. You want to be confident you're going to be A work. It's interesting he said he had a really good discussion with him early on, right? And it sure sounded like reminiscent. You can imagine if it's hard for Saints fans, New Orleanians, to kind of see that writing on the wall and know what it's like. What do you think must be like for them too? Right? Do you think it's said, Jordan, or it's understood? Do you, like, we just start talking about the man? How do you, can't believe you did this. You remember that? Like, is it understood? You think Sean even brings up, second he walks in, sits down, all right, are you done? Or do you just start having a conversation? It's understood, right? I mean, you've been with them all season long. You kind of have an idea. Sean Payton had this to say on the season.
Well, look, there's so much that went into it. You know, the first thing, obviously, in light of this year's season and all the testing and COVID protocols, I thought this team, particularly this team, and I told them afterwards, was was outstanding in so many areas relative to some of the adversity and distractions. And I thought it was a tough-minded group. I was proud of them. I mean, it's going to end well for one team. And having experienced that before, we know what that's like. I thought on a number of occasions, you know, when it would have been easy to look at it, with a glass half empty type of outlook, I thought these guys really battled, and that was encouraging. I mean, I thought we had good leadership. We had a good mix of veteran, young players that contributed, a lot of players that contributed. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More from head coach Sean Payton. He spoke again earlier this afternoon. Your thoughts on anything that he is saying, I'll take for you. We have no guests the rest of the way. I want you to listen to Coach, and you can comment on what you're hearing here as well. It's the Sports Hangover. Coming up later tonight, Pels and Jazz, 9 o'clock on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
Pro Extra is the Home Depot's free loyalty program built for pros. Members earn perks just for shopping, like new Pro Extra dollars or tool rental perks. Get exclusive benefits every day that save time and money. And here's an extra extra, $20 off your next in-store purchase of $200 or more, just for signing up. Want to save? Join Pro Extra, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit the Pro Desk in-store at homedepot.com/proextra for details.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole-in-one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
For the one standing guard. For the eagle-eyed. For the knights in shining armor. And for all those who support them. We are Grainger, your experienced safety partner. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Committed to helping keep your facilities safe. And your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com/safety, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Let's hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. What do you think your grade's going to be, by the way?
For, like, final?
Yeah, your first
overall?
Week. No, your first week. You get a grade tomorrow.
Oh, back to school. Back to school. To prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up. My boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight. Oh, back to school.
Back to school.
By the way.
I was actually singing that this morning.
Okay, so you know, like when you start school, you like, they do the Pledge of Allegiance and all that. I think on Mondays to start the week out, I think you need to sing that. It's part of your grade. It's 22 seconds. You just got to remember 22 seconds.
This is not a fraternity now.
Do we do it 12:45?
This is not a fraternity.
How about 12:45 Mondays?
This is not a fraternity.
12:45 Mondays.
I'm not
Mondays.
Getting hazed.
It's not hazed.
This
it's part of your work.
This is a hazing
it's
now.
It's part of your curriculum.
You're hazing me now.
No, I'm not. It's curriculum. I'm the instructor. I get to decide what's on the curriculum. I really like this. Got homework over the weekend. First time you're going to sing that, and we will grade if you mess up a word or two. You don't have to sound like them, but you will have to refrain that or, you know, sing it.
Not singing it.
22 seconds. It's not hard.
I'll fail that quiz.
Well, again, it's part of the curriculum. Head coach Sean Payton. The old salary cap, right? That's a big topic, obviously. And one thing they've done really well to the point that it's been studied around the league and why some of those guys get pulled away to find out how the Saints do it. Magic Mickey, right? Him and Kai, how do they, I would say, circumvent the salary cap? But if they want somebody, they find a way. They find a way. Well, they're going to have to find a lot of ways this year with the cap being as low as it is. Sean was touching on it.
Well, look, Ed, it's a good question. I'd like to think it won't. I think what we don't know yet is, take the player you're referencing, which could be any player. Well, what's the number for that player to get him back, or what's the number that someone else may be interested in signing him? Obviously, we have to wait to see where that cap number falls. And we'll begin the process of studying the roster and then, you know, looking closely at those decisions. But I think that we've always found a way relative to certainly the players we know, to work through some of the challenges and some of the obstacles and put the best team on the field that we feel like is possible. And that will be something that won't change this year. Will it be challenging? Yeah, I'm sure it will be, but, certainly, you know, we'll be looking at solution-based decisions that we feel like are best for the Saints, and you know, that process really begins.
As a follow-up real quick, do you think that because a guy maybe knows your organization and is comfortable in it, you might be able to get a little bit of a hometown discount, or you think that's overstated?
Well, I think, in fairness to the question, I think it can vary per player. There are some players, and I understand it, that are going to look to maximize, hey, this is it. I totally get it and respect it and understand it. And then periodically there'll be a player that, does not want to change kind of where he's at and is very comfortable. Now, he's not, you know, within reason. And that same thing can exist for not just players, you know, that can be employees. And then periodically there's someone that wants to get back to the Northeast or someone that wants to get back to the West Coast that, you know, hopefully, and what we've tried to do is develop a culture, that's conducive to winning where players, enjoy coming to work. It's competitive. It's fair. All of those things that we think are important to winning. And it's hard to measure how many jump balls then you win with that.
So, look, I thought that was a great way to provide insight for you guys to listen to the thought process that goes in it. It's a lot of variables. It's a lot of factors. And a lot of them depend on that player. You may want that player. Can you afford him? I do believe Sean when he says, in fairness, I've had an instance with him way back when, where, you know, we're trying to get a player on the show and to do like a weekly show a couple years back. And he approached me in the locker room and he's like, you know, is he getting paid? Fairness. He wants his players to be successful. He wants his players to be taken care of. We've seen it with them giving contracts to Michael Thomas, Cam Jordan before their deals were up. But that's where it comes from. That comes from the head coach. And don't think that, as you know, players talk, right? We talk about that in the NBA all the time. How do you think the Saints have been able to get some of these free agents to come here when they don't have the money? Word of mouth. Hey, they'll take care of you there. Right? I mean, again, the Mark Ingram thing, and they paid him a great tribute video, the Ravens did, by the way. But the thing is, sometimes the agents mess up. That was an agent thing that messed up with Mark. They loved Mark. They wanted Mark. They were going to give money to Mark. The money Mark got in Baltimore, I think, was the money that they gave Latavius. So what about that? But you just heard him say that. Look, sometimes I might love the player, may want to do it, but the overall good on the team. But at the same time, yes, there's a hometown discount, but it needs to be fair. Like, he's not looking to, you know what, them. I think I love that cut because it gives you insight to his thinking. This isn't just some whim, just who we got. He's on a phone. Hold on. Meeting a lunch. Sure, whatever you want. This is why the Saints tend to try to not overpay a lot of times. Look, do they make mistakes? Of course they did. Brendan Browner and things like that. They do sometimes. But that came out of almost that jumping to a need, let's feel that necessity and all that. And I think because of that, they've learned, and that's what Sean was saying there. We're going to look at all the variables, and sometimes it's not just us. I don't think that came out of thin air when he said, you know, sometimes a guy just wants to go back to the Northeast, closer to his hometown. We've heard Saints players or players come and join the Saints because, hey, I'm closer to people on the Gulf Coast. That's where my family is or something like that, right? So it all plays into varial reasons as to how they fill their roster. One of the things he touched on as well, which is, again, a very real issue here. You lose an executive in Terry Fontenot. Aaron Glenn, I loved him, but it's time for him to move up. That's why he fought for Ryan Nielsen. He thinks Dennis Allen eventually, he says, is going to be a guy who's going to be a head coach again. He interviewed with the Eagles, Jordan. They went and got, what, the line coach for the Colts? Or the offensive coordinator? Is what they went and got. So Dennis Allen, who interviewed yesterday for it, did not get that job. But it was the offensive coordinator for the Colts.
Nick Sirianni.
And there was a lot of talk that the Colts were maybe going to go try to get Carson Wentz, but the offensive coordinator for the Colts went over to the Eagles. So, and yes, I already got two texts already. Did you call the Eagles by Jalen Hurts? Starts already.
You asked that.
Well, somebody asked me that. Mm-hmm. But the coach is leaving on his staff and how it affects the team. And you heard Drew Brees mention it before. Mike Nabors brought it up. That in a conversation that he had over on CST, where Drew said, I've been on three separate teams since I've been here, right? The one, the block of years that led to the Super Bowl win, the block of years that included the 7-9 teams, and then the block of four that you've just seen. So Sean was asked, this is an end of an era with all these coaches leaving now and starting over again.
Well, look, it's, I think we've had years where we've lost more. I mean, currently, you know, it appears we might lose two, maybe a third coach. I mean, I don't know. And obviously we're replacing Terry, who was outstanding in his role. I think each year you grow to handle the change and embrace the change. And then, you know, you're looking for the next young Ryan Nielsen. You're looking for the next young Aaron Glenn. Or you're looking for the next young assistant or the next Terry Fontenot or I think that it's part of what we do. It's part of our job. And so I don't feel like this year was particularly more. I mean, in other words, whenever you have an assistant get a head job, that's significant. But I think we've seen turnover maybe some years, not as much. It kind of runs together after a while.
I played a little bit earlier about Ryan Nielsen, and he mentioned that he was in his office. They were just communicating and talking and having sort of a meeting before 12 o'clock hit, and, you know, he had his scheduled postseason presser conference call. Sean was asked his philosophy on having coaches move up. How does he feel about that? When is he supportive or not?
Yeah, it's always been, honestly, look, periodically you'll see something that said the Saints denied permission. Occasionally an assistant coach will ask me, look, it's going to be easier for me if you do that because I'm not at that moment in time interested in that job. And I get that. And so typically team to team in our league, man, I'm proud of the number of guys we've had come through here and go on. Doug Marrone, who ended up becoming a head coach in college in the NFL. Mike News, just won a MAC championship, was an assistant here and became the head coach there at Ball State. Dennis Allen, obviously. Aaron Cromer went on to become an offensive coordinator. Terry Fontenot is now the GM of Atlanta. Ryan Pace, the GM of the Bears. I could go on and on with guys that have seen promotions, and that's something that I know Mickey and I both look at as a positive. Mr. B once came to see me and said, "Hey, we got a lot of these guys interviewing, coach." And I said to him, "Mr. B, it's not a concern." I said, "The concern should be when no one has any interest in talking to any of your people." And so this year's no different. Just finished watching Dan Campbell's, a little bit of his press conference. And it was exciting, you know, just to see him. I've been with Dan for a long time now in New York and Dallas, of course, here, and I tried to hire him here a number of occasions. Dennis just returned from an interview with the Eagles. So there's a number of things that are potentially happening, and that means we're winning, and that means we're doing a good job. So I'm encouraged for those guys.
Did you hear the very beginning of that? Because remember, again, Tuesday, right? Oh, and it's not the first time Sean's blocked an assistant from the. Listen to what he said again. It takes 10 seconds.
Yeah, it's always been, honestly, look, periodically you'll see something that said the Saints denied permission. Occasionally an assistant coach will ask me, "Look, it's going to be easier for me if you do that because I'm not at that moment in time interested in that job."
So, very interesting. Look, again, I said this yesterday, and I said this the day before that. Remember when I told you that Sean Payton is handed stuff every single morning about anything and everything that is written about his football team? I absolutely promise you, he referenced it several times today. He saw what people were saying about the Ryan Nielsen thing. He made it a point when discussing him that they're great, they're fine, they were just having a discussion, they were just having a meeting, they're doing well. And you just heard him say, you know, sometimes when you see those reports, I was asked to do that. Sports Hangover wraps things up next on ESPN New Orleans.
Oh yeah, where else can you go and you just feel like this is the place I need to buy my new vehicle? Golden Motors, your Chevy, Buick, and nearly new pre-owned in any make or model dealership. For 65 plus years, we've been serving Lafourche, Terrebonne, and surrounding parish. We want you to be satisfied, and that's why process priority is our slogan. Golden Motors is like no other dealership. We take pride in doing everything we can to help our customers. Definitely worth the drive down to Golden Motors. Visit us 24 hours a day at goldenmotors.com or call us at 985-325-1000. Chevy, find new roads.
Avenue Wine & Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine & Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine & Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine & Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
What happened was unthinkable. Work as we know it powered down. But Etail is here to keep business on. On to turn your home office into a powerhouse. On to plan your epic power lunch. On to keep your virtual team connected. On to make you unstoppable. This is the one thing Etail business can do for you, and that's connecting you to work every day. Etail is on for business.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We can help you out and get you ready for the colder weather ahead. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination. Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2019. Get in the zone, AutoZone.
No. Only one performance a day.
Let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Two final things from head coach Sean Payton have to do with COVID. How did it affect the team this year? And more importantly, anything that he adapted this year he going to move that forward as they go forward?
Well, look, there are certain things we do that are a little bit more efficient. I think it's easier for me to get on my desk and make a call with a Saints backdrop to you guys on Friday. But I also think there's something about you guys being out there and so that wouldn't be necessarily one of them. But I think the interviews, either with college athletes or with, you know, there's a ton of face-to-face interviews that will take place in the course of a given year with scouting prospects, with coaching prospects. And I think that we've all gotten a little bit better with this idea of zooming someone in, and at least for an informal interview. But we're still kind of in the middle of it. I think as we look at this calendar, and I, you know, every season, every year when the season ends, that next week to do a calendar Tuesday, mapped out our calendar here all the way. I couldn't get all the way to training camp because there are a few dates that aren't set yet, but it goes all the way through the draft, and we don't have, the same flexibility with the Senior Bowl. That's going to be limited relative to how many. We don't have the same, there's not going to be, you know, a combine as we know it. So there's going to be some changes that we're still dealing with in 2021. But even from our own schedule, you know, we began to meet Mike here on Saturdays at the facility and go through the first 10 plays offensively, defensively, go through some of the reminders, and then, you know, give these guys a little bit more time in the evening. I think some of the players, myself, some of the coaches actually began to kind of like that schedule relative to the night before game. So it's those little things that you'll look back on and say, well, this was pretty good. And I think that that might vary for teams.
What are the things
the hands-on, like there's an element of your team when you can be closer, when you can be, you know, down at a dining hall, or when you can be, I mean, there, some of that I think will be welcome. I think that, I think for all of us in our everyday lives, that concern of this virus being gone, and there's nothing like being able to see someone in person with a hug or a handshake, and that normalcy I think we all miss.
So a little insight there from Coach on that. Do you think COVID changed the season at all?
Yeah, good question. So much of change you get used to, then it becomes habit, and then it becomes normal. So I think when we go back to fans in the stadiums, whenever that happens, that will be change and a welcoming change. I think there'll be a handful of things maybe that, having gone through this, that will be adjusted maybe, and we'll realize there's certain things we could do maybe at a distance more than we have in the past. What would have been the biggest? Oh, let's see. I think the, you know, the travel and getting to these various cities and hotels where it's just you and there's no one else, and then the restrictions at the hotel where you pick up a pregame meal or even an evening snack. There's no tables and everyone's eating in their rooms. There were so many things that were, I don't want to say challenging, but just ones that you were just like, man, it's hard to have your group together. But after, on the practice field that existed, and then following a practice or in our team meeting space that became the field house or the indoor, we were able to conduct some of those things. But, I think there were hundreds of changes, and some of them, I think, will be adopted, and some of them, probably a large amount of them, will eventually go back to what was the old norm.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. I think the one thing that I can't wait more than anything, what'd you say, Jordan, would be the one thing that you're looking forward to once this thing gets put into the past?
COVID?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, interactions.
Interactions. I want a crowd. I miss that. Like, legitimately, the reaction of a big play, how it can change and affect momentum.
I like seeing the behind the scenes of everything.
I
can't really do that.
I miss that, you know? And I think that's why there's an element of sadness to this being Drew's last season, and literally the guy played in front of 3,000 people. You know what I'm saying? It's not that atmosphere. And you wonder when you look back at that game on Sunday, Jordan, could a sold out Superdome have affected that game? You know? One way, shape, or form. What about when they were going for it on 4th and 1? What if they false start right before Tom Brady sneaks it there in the 35, you know? Never know, man. That's the one thing that I've missed. Not only covering games, but calling games as well. It's just different, man. We don't have that environment, you know? Real people. Because you see it on players. It affects them. It absolutely does. Like when we travel for hoops on road teams, it's just as silent. It's louder at home. I mean, like, it's just, you know, especially when they have fans, there was only one game this year that I can think of that was UCF. And that was because the football team had just finished practicing. So a good majority of them went and sat behind one, you know, backboard. And Jordan affected the team. They were terrible that third quarter when they came in. They were leading at halftime. It was we're walking out of Orlando with the win. And then all of a sudden, at the free throw line, you hadn't heard it all year. You know, like, you heard noise. And it felt almost amplified because you hadn't heard it. Now, some arenas are pumping in the noise.